Happy Friday.
Yeah.
It's the month of love.
Oh, yeah. I actually saw something funny. So we were doing Valentine's. We were putting together Valentine's cards for Carson and Taylor in the class. And Carson had to address them to all the kids in the class. And he's like, I don't want to do the girls. So Nick was messing with him. Nick was like, you know, someday you're going to like girls and you're going to want to kiss them and you're going to want. And I go, you will like one girl and it will not be until you're 18 and you will marry her. I see him being a good boy. Like, he's so sweet and kindhearted and thoughtful. And I could see him being a really good boyfriend, but I could also see him being taken advantage of because he's just, he's too nice of a little boy. And so it was so funny though. He's like, ew, I don't want to give them to the girls. Do I have to write them to all the girls? And I was like, yes, Carson, you have to give Valentine's to the girls in your class. You cannot give them to the boys. He wants to give Everett, his best friend, two of them. I was like, no.
Oh yeah. Marcus had his international fair and we made brigadeiros, which are basically a Brazilian fudge. And so I looked up, there's different, you know, ways you can do them. He just wanted to do the traditional chocolate with the chocolate sprinkles. Okay, because then we're staying away from food dyes. But I'm like, don't you want to do some that are fun? And then the ones that were fun, he's like, no, those are for my friends only. I'm like, okay. And then he was saving some for his friend Mac at school. It's hilarious. But yeah, they're funny. I don't know exactly. I don't know. They're doing a God is love like celebration. Mm-hmm. One thing that I don't like personally, and I love our school, I love the teachers, but why are we doing this in class party on the 10th, which is a Tuesday, and not like the 13th?
Yeah.
Because like everything else, like, so jujitsu, they actually do a 5 to 7 activity so that parents can leave and go do dinner and stuff.
That's nice.
And I would just think that it would make more logistical sense and also have a party on Friday, not in the middle of the week. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I know. Now I have to get my kids to be patient enough to wait. Because Taylor's like, do I get to bring these tomorrow? And I was like, no, I did them tonight because next weekend, Nick and I are going on date night. Super Bowl is Sunday. We're having his parents over for that. And then I didn't want to do it on a weeknight. And we had nothing to do on Sunday. Yeah. And so I was like, we're getting them done now. Because even Nick was like, why are you doing these right now? I was like, because this is less stressful.
I'm ahead of the game, okay?
Nothing to do right now. The kids have an activity now. They aren't bored. Like, and so it was a good use of my time, speaking of today.
Yeah.
It was good prioritization and thinking ahead.
So that you are not stressed out and
doing it like night before.
So Becca sent me a voicemail yesterday and I don't even remember what we're talking about because we obviously talk on multiple channels. I have to tell this story too. So we're going to tell two things here. So first, she's like, I sent Taylor to school again without the proper snow gear and they're going to go outside because it's finally getting a little bit of a heat wave here in the 30s. Whoa, right? So she's like, this will be the second time this year that I go and buy another pair of snow pants and another pair of gloves because my priority is getting to the gym and then racing back. And I was like, listen, no judgment here because I, you know, sometimes it's, there's a lot going on in the morning.
Yes.
But I do want to share before we get into today's episode, Beck and I traveled last week at this point, or 2 weeks ago at this point in time, to a event in LA. And at one point in time, because we are doing a lot, right? In the day, number one, we would get up, I go to the gym, come back, get ready, do client work, go down and do, you know, the conference all day long, dinner, hang out. You just want to like veg and watch things that are not taking any of your energy.
So, wondering where this was going.
I never see these reels because I honestly don't spend time on Instagram just like scrolling. But there was these random reels that were coming up and I was like, why is this what I'm being targeted with? So I'm sending it to her. She's sending me other reels back to back. We were like peeing our pants, crying, laughing. And I love, though, that her husband says, were you guys laying in bed in the same room sending each other reels? Well, we were in our separate beds. But yes, we were. And it was hilarious.
So enjoyable.
If you are having a bad day, like I go and I pull this up, I send it to our practitioner, Andrea. And I'm like, but the comments are the best part. I said, did you see where there was a comment about her? Like, this girl is dancing, but her face is so intense. And she's wearing this light up Pooh Bear Christmas sweatshirt that's flashing up onto her face. And so you're just really trying to figure out what is going on. And like, this is There's no purpose at all to this video, but the comments are fantastic. And one of them was like, I love whatever you're smoking or whatever is wrong with you.
Someone was like, how many times did you watch this? Because I watched it a lot. And someone else was like, she looks like she has no rhythm and so much rhythm at the same time.
Or the sock or her slippers.
Yeah. Her slippers. She kicked off her slippers in the beginning. It was just, it was so cathartic. And honestly, something that I started doing before I go to pick up the kids, because I noticed that I was getting, and this kind of goes into what we're talking about today in terms of like, what are you spending your time doing and how, where are you prioritizing things? And one of the big messages from the event that we were at was when you finally decide hard on the goal that you have for yourself. And in our world, like Liz and I want to be the best. We don't want to be one of the top, like we want to be the best functional practice there is. And when you decide that, like you take away all other options. And it's almost relieving to do that because you start to see so clearly what needs to happen versus when you're like, I want to be just really good. Like, I want to be one of the top. I want to be, you know, like, I want to get the bronze medal. I don't care about the gold. Like, that's, you know, for other people. It's no, when you decide that, you realize that so many other things don't matter anymore. And it, you're not giving yourself the out anymore of like, I did good enough. Mm-hmm. You know, I did. And I'm not saying that we're just like cutthroat, you know, going to hate ourselves until we get that. But it's taking away all the fluff of, I don't need those things. Like they're not what a person that has the best functional practice in the world does, you know? And I realize that when I finish work, a lot of times it's, you know, work is stressful. It is like we deal with sick people. We deal with people that are not doing well. We deal with a lot of emotions. We take on a lot from our clients. And then there's, you know, things that no one tells you happen when you run a business. I didn't get a handbook of how to run a business when I decided to start helping people with nutrition and health and met all of these things. Like no one talked about, oh, if you close an EIN and open a new one, all the things you have to do. No one said that. And so then we run into all of this now when you have an accountant that actually does their job and, you know, shows you what needs to happen. And it's just been a whole mess. So by the end of the day, a lot of days, like you're finishing your day stressed. I immediately leave to go get the kids. I love my children, but my daughter, you're shorter fused. My kids never stop talking and I love them, but like, you know, they want to see me when they get home and play with me. And they're in that age right now where, you know, I'm a very integral part of their life and a very, like, they're very dependent on me. And you can get really overstimulated really fucking fast. And so what I've started doing when I leave to go with the kids before I pick the first one up, I put on music. And I sing and I dance in my car. And it just puts me in like this mood that is lighter, that is happier, that, you know, it gives me almost like a little bit of a break mentally. Cause a lot of times what I was doing is like putting on a podcast and learning again, or like, you know, a business podcast or whatever it might be. And it's only a 10, maybe 12 minute drive to go get Taylor, but it's been really helpful the past couple of weeks that I've done it because then singing also like vagus nerve stimulation and getting the body into a little bit more of a calm state. And so I've had to kind of prioritize. And then I started last night when we get home from picking up the kids, we set a 15 minute timer and we read. And Taylor can't read yet, so she really struggles with it. But I give her other things to, I'm going to try and find like an app on her tablet that like helps her with letters and spelling or something. But otherwise I wasn't reading because I would leave it until when I went to bed. Cause when I wake up in the morning, I study. And so I wasn't reading then. And so this is helping my son. He's in first grade, like, so still reading longer paragraphs and stuff. But those two things, I've worked on reorganizing my time and stopped making excuses about it. Because I will always fill my time with other things. But it's, you know, I had to like really reevaluate after the event. And what am I doing still? Scrolling was a huge one. I now have a no scrolling post-it on my computer because you just catch yourself. Like you get on your phone 5 minutes between calls just to mentally break. And it's like, no, I have other things I can be doing. I can go and do much more productive things.
Yeah. That's one thing that Bo was mentioning in terms of every time he picks up his phone, he is doing something that is productive towards his goal. Right. So I haven't been like a scroller, but I do notice that I'm either like checking things too much. So I was like, okay, maybe my email needs to go off my phone. It can't right now because we have so much going on with like the logistics of our house and moving. And I don't even know everything that is coming through my email sometimes right now, but it's really thinking about, and I've caught myself several times, am I going into my notepad? And that's where I'm, you know, keeping tabs and track of what I need to get done and get accomplished and checking that off. And if I'm doing anything else, then I don't need to be on the phone. And so the purpose of today's podcast is to really have you evaluate where your time is going. But before we dive in, just want to remind you, if you are new to the Health Revival Show, we have 3 episodes a week. We are going to hit our 1,000th episode at some point in time this year. This is like episode 943, maybe. Could be wrong. Mid-May, we will hit.
Oh, wow. Sooner than what I thought.
Right before I move, which will be great. We can do a big 1,000 episode episode. Maybe we'll have some beverages and have our husbands.
We want to do that.
On that episode.
I know. I was so hoping we could do it.
It will be the roast of Liz and Becca is what it will be.
Should be
hilarious.
As long as we plan it far enough in advance, we can make it happen.
Yes. But anyway, so we have 3 episodes a week. So generally you're going to get 1 interview. You're also going to get, like today, more of a Friday fire mindset topic. And then of course, functional education. So those are going to be like our deeper dives into gut health, peptides, hormones, autoimmune, metabolic disease, all those types of things. And so if you're a longtime listener and you've not done so, please pause this episode right now and go leave us a 5-star rating and review if you find that this is valuable. That is the way that we are able to reach more people around the world. And we are bringing back the monthly box giveaways as a thank you. So if you enter that 5-star rating and review, we will collect those names and put them into a drawing. In the past, we've given away like our favorite electrolytes, skincare, protein, creatine, all kinds of goodies. And then if you are a practitioner listening to this, we will have an update for you probably somewhere around April or May on our business mentorship that we are launching, because we've had so many practitioners reach out to us with the work that we do with complex cases. They want mentorship. And so we hear you. We are crafting that behind the scenes. We've got an interest list going. So if you're not already on that list, ping me, the Poop Queen on Instagram, or ping Becca, the Hormone Queen on Instagram, and we'd be happy to add you to that email list. We also are going to be doing live Tuesdays on YouTube. Our plan is 12 p.m. Central. We do have the next couple of weeks, a little bit of a schedule mishap. And so after the next couple of weeks, that should be consistent every Tuesday, where we are basically going to take the questions that you've submitted to us either via email or Instagram and the question boxes, and we will be answering your questions live. And you could also ask us questions on that live, which will be so fun. But we want to have more interaction with you. We want to be able to support you. Case studies, those are things we want to dive back into, because we geek on that stuff. And we just think that it's good for you to get to understand a little bit more about our thought process, because we are raising the standard of care in functional medicine, and we want to show you the difference and what that looks like. And as always, if you are like, you know what, I've listened to you for a long time, I know I need help, I'm tired of spinning my wheels, link is in the show note. You can book a free consultation with our team. And if you've not visited the website, it is new. We have so many things there that are resources. If you just go to fitmom.co, click on the resource tab, you're going to see all kinds of different guides, the SIBO guide, the happy tummy guide, the hormone factor guide, the fatty liver guide, all kinds of different resources for you there. So wanted to just give that reminder to you before we dive in. But when I was thinking about this topic for today, I think about myself in a lot of ways. And like you were already mentioning, some days can be very overwhelming, not just from the task list and the to-dos, because honestly, I don't know one person that checks everything off at the end of the day and like, there's nothing left. Who's a business owner, right? Or a go-getter, an achiever. And right now in our business, we have a lot of moving parts, right? We're applying to speak. We have different groups that we're involved in outside of just functional medicine mentorship, and just really excited about what's on deck for 2026. And so that demands that we level up. We level up with where we don't spend our time and things that we no longer do that don't serve that goal. And one of the biggest things that my husband's mentor, as well as our mentor, Bo, has mentioned in the past 6 months or so, just I was sharing with Bo that training that Art did with his mentor, it really resonated with me. And then he said the same thing. And it was kind of ironic because two different industries, but obviously value both of these individuals. And that is that what you don't do matters more than what you do do. And so if you pause and you think about that for the moment, okay, I want to achieve a body composition goal. So that means I no longer drink alcohol, eat fried foods, have cake or ice cream every night. Because just because it fits your macros, we could easily say, does it serve your goals? Well, no, none of those things do. Because the reality is, even though the calories are maybe within your macros, it's very inflammatory. It's impacting your sleep. It's creating more cravings, right? It's giving you that dopamine hit. But The question is, what are you trying to suppress? And I'm not saying that you can never have a drink, right? I'm not saying that you can never have a piece of chocolate by any means. But what I am saying is that you may really need to evaluate what's the boundaries around those things and more so the cost of doing those things. Because for me, I think about this. If I went to a party and I wasn't paying attention and I just drank a whole bottle of wine, am I going to think clearly the next day? And the answer is a hard no. If I go more than two drinks, I feel the next day like brain dead. It's not that I have a hangover and I can't function with life and all of those things, but I absolutely cannot show up as a very sharp, thoughtful, ready to research, ready to learn, ready to be creative, ready to crush the day. I feel just like a cloud over my head. And it could be the same way in terms of a heavy starch, fatty meal that just makes you tired. And so evaluating the cost of doing things, but most importantly, looking at the fact that these are the things I no longer do creates that black and white. And there's just no second guessing yourself. And that's why I did love 75 Hard in so many ways, because it was black and white. There's not a lot of gray area. And so applying that mental grit toughness to other areas of our life is so valuable. And this is where I would just ask you the question, where is your time really going? If you say you have goals, if you say you want to accomplish things, you want to complete a certification, you want to start a business, you want to build a website, whatever that might be, how are you actively every single day striving to make a progress, you know, towards that goal?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think one of the things that I really found helpful when I was talking with the people in the group around who you want to be, like the person that you want to be, what that looks like, the, you know, accomplishments that person has, the whatever status, the knowledge, and how you have to act how that person would act today. Like, you cannot wait to become who you want to become. What does that person do now? If you are that person, how do they act? What do they prioritize? What do they have in their schedule? What do they not have in their schedule? You know, and how consistent are they? Do they show up even when they don't want to show up? And it can be hard in seasons of life. Like, I would say that, you know, every phase of a child's life is different. But I would dare to argue that like the 0 to 10-year-olds, they need a lot from you. You know, you are their safety. I still help my 7-year-old son. Like, I still help him get dressed in the morning. Of course he can get himself dressed, but like, he likes when mom helps him get dressed. That's what he asks for. And he, you know, it's like the connection piece. And it, as a mom, it does wear on you. And I don't know how it is in your household, but it's typically not like dad. It's mom. Even if dad's standing right there, it is still mom. Can you get this? Mom, can you help me with this? Mom, can you get the paintbrushes out? Can you help me get water? It's just like, it's very mentally taxing. And so I have to be very protective of my time. And I realize that the morning times are the time for me that I am the most creative. I am the most clear-minded. I am the most capable of not being distracted. And when I have drinks at night, if I go to bed too late, like I don't have that. And then I've lost it for the day. And so like, sure, could I ask Nick to watch the kids on the weekends for a period of time? And sometimes I do. So if I have a lot of work that I need to do or something that needs to get done, like I will. But I've realized that I need to be in bed before 10 p.m. for me. That's my cutoff time at the latest. So that I can be up by 5 a.m. and or 5:15. And then I give myself an hour and a half, and I am very lucky and grateful that my children sleep. I know that other people are not lucky in that, but if I'm doing things at night that disrupt that sleep, then I lose an entire day, if not more. And it's just, when you are trying to accomplish really great things, which I hope all of us are, I can't afford it. And so I think if you are not where you want to be, the number one thing is awareness and realizing like what in my day is not contributing to that. And the second piece is being consistent with what you implement, because it's not going to happen overnight. And never, like, don't expect that, because then you're just going to set yourself up for failure. You're going to set yourself up for disappointment. Like, I realize the reps that need to go in to get to where we want to be are a lot. And we need to do more of them even. And so it's literally just day by day taking it, but making sure that at the end of the day, I evaluate, did I accomplish what I wanted to accomplish? And if I didn't, what happened? Mm-hmm. Like, where did I go wrong? Do I have too many client calls still on my books? Did I get distracted with something? Did I have something take too long does something need to be off my plate? You know, because a lot of business owners, especially, I think, have kind of like a savior complex. They feel like they need to do everything. And we can become the bottleneck in our business if we are not careful. And so Liz and I both have had to take really hard evaluations of like, what am I doing that I should not be doing? And even though I feel the need to own it right now, is there someone else that can own this? And even if that costs money, like it's, you know, I Alex Hormozi always says, all of us work for money. Our time is worth money. Like, how much are you worth though? Because even though it's an hour of your time, is an hour of your time worth $500, $250 even? Like, what are you willing to pay to get that time back so that you can accomplish bigger things versus bottlenecking yourself?
Yeah. And I understand that not everybody will be in that place, you know, that they can spend, you know, the money right now to outsource, but you have to ultimately ask yourself then what's the cost of not doing that, you know, because like you said, your time could be better spent. It's a great example I will use. And by the way, in our house, it's a lot of dad, or just right now, Ethan's in the phase of holding on to the, you know, your pants everywhere you go. I got to the gym yesterday. I told Becca, I was like stretching and I've got cookie all over my leggings. So I was like, oh my gosh. And so yes, the kids, you know, are very needy. And for me, it does look a lot different in the morning time. And so I have implemented what's called morning priming. And I just have it every day blocked on my calendar. Even if I choose to go, so it's at 9 to 9:30, even if I choose to go to the gym and I get back and I have to get ready and whatnot, then I'm looking ahead at that. For example, tomorrow, my calls don't start till 10. So I know my morning priming will be 9:30 to 10 because I'm going to go to the gym after drop off. Right. And so I'm thinking about this though, within that priming time, it's more for me to get myself into the nervous system regulation, calm state that I show up as that person that I need to be. So for example, one of the things that our mentor, Bo, a lot of this is around, you know, speaking and it can be on Zoom, it could be, you know, on stage, whatever, but there is a process that he's taught us. And so even before my Instagram live yesterday, I was doing that process for 15 minutes before I went on my Instagram live. I probably felt more clear, more calm about that live. And one thing I noticed as I was in a flow, like I wasn't trying to find words. I had like an outline bulleted, but it was just very felt natural. Right. And I love that. And it's really honestly just getting yourself into that mentality of this is who I show up as for this. I'm here to serve, right? It's getting you into that intention too. So you're bringing intention into your call. We know with our clients, those intentions can be a little bit different because they are again in a space where they're working through a healing protocol and it can feel like a lot. I've been there. Becca has been there. We know that it can feel very isolating. And one thing we pride ourselves in our practice is the support and the level of care that we provide because we don't want people to just go weeks upon weeks. And sometimes I feel like I'm chasing my clients, right? Like I'm messaging them, hello, how are you? I know you're really busy, but hey, I'm here to support you, right? You're paying for this service. Let's evaluate where I can better serve you and support you. So there's that. But I also wanted to say within all of this, it's not going to be convenient. At any time of day that you choose to have your either morning routine or your morning priming routine, right now that's not on your schedule, so it's not going to be convenient. And then you'll make an excuse and say, I don't have time. And so that's where I would go back and evaluate, where are you spending your time? And one telltale time tool that you can do is for 2 days, write down everything you do. Every 15 minutes, you write it down. The last 15 minutes, what did I do? Obviously, if you're on a client call for 30 minutes or an hour, you're going to block that. But truly, did you do laundry? Did you go make food? Did you scroll on social media? Did you take a phone call? Did you put a fire out in your business? And then, you know, a big thing that right now it's an evaluation of what are the fires that are reoccurring that I keep getting called upon that I don't need to get called upon for? So what is the, let's say, ladder here within our business as we continue to grow and expand that we need to implement, that if there is a problem, they've done X, Y, and Z, they've looked within our resources, they've contacted our practice manager, and they've gone to maybe the right person that could solve the problem outside of Liz or Becca, because we're fixers, right? We built the business. Oh yeah, easy, whatever. But if I keep fixing things And we don't teach them and train them and continue to go back. And I love what Vince said. He's like, you're going to create all these resources and then no one's going to know where to find them ever. Just know that. And I was like, okay, that makes me feel better. And it's just a constant training and evaluation of what are those things that are happening in your day to day. So for example, if you're finding that it's something between you and your husband, that there is a lapse in communication and every day you're frustrated or every week you're frustrated because he forgot something or he didn't tell you something or something came up. How are you going to resolve that? Because in the moment, it's easy to get ticked off, overwhelmed. You're yelling in front of the kids. Clearly you're not going to want to have sex with each other later that night because you're just feisty with each other. Then how are you going to resolve that communication breakdown? Because you'll notice, and when you're aware of these things, those patterns and trends, especially if you start to track your time, because at the end of the day, I look to people and I think we are very unique in our business because every large functional practice, except for one that we know, they are either single or married without children. And we clearly have two children each, right? And so that adds just even more complexity into the demands, you know, that we have. So I would just really encourage you, if there's something that you feel like you're bottlenecked with, or you've tried to accomplish, but you just keep getting sidetracked and things keep popping up, don't blame all the external stuff because that's too easy and that's not going to solve anything. It really comes back to you are the problem and the solution most of the time. And I've been saying this even more like, it's a me issue. I know it's a me issue. My damn phone that I cannot figure out why I can't get it to ring. I had someone yesterday. He's like, multiple people yesterday because we're dealing with a sewer issue. I tried to call you. And I'm like, yes, I'm not even getting it. And then actually Todd, we're going to have him on the podcast soon. He's like, no, I feel you. I dealt with that for 2 years. I went on all the YouTube channels, all these blogs trying to figure it out. He's like, it's not just you. But you know, you are the problem and the solution here when it comes to your time, because ultimately you are the only person who can manage your time.
Yeah, absolutely. And I just reiterate, it is going to be uncomfortable at first. You are probably going to have to try and figure out what new mechanisms are the right fit for you in terms of how to reschedule things and how to organize things. But if you are not where you want to be and you have been doing the same things, this is one of the biggest problems that I see people have is a lot of people that do not succeed try one thing over and over. And if it doesn't work, they don't think that there's other options versus the people that I find are successful, not only in health journeys, in business and all those things, they're constantly looking for other solutions or other ways of improving things because they realize that what they're doing right now might not be the best fit. Even if it's kind of working, like there might be other options. Not saying not to be consistent with something and like let something sit and marinate for a while before deciding it's not the right thing. But I find that people that struggle to make progress tend to come up with a lot of excuses why they can't make changes and why they can't fit something into their schedule versus truly taking a hard, deep evaluation of what is going on with my time. What can I do to be more successful with that? Like, for example, okay, you're really busy. Work has been crazy lately. It's been going on like that for a long time. Buy a walking pad and bring it to your office. Like, I don't care what people think of you. If your goals are your goals, make it happen. Like there is always an option. There is always a way, or maybe it's not the right fit for you, but like business-wise, work-wise. Right. And so I think that that is an extreme one example, but I think that when we refuse to accept that there are options and are, you know, solutions, even though they might not seem obvious, we get ourselves stuck in a really deep rut of spinning our wheels. No pun intended. Like you end up in this place where you just don't even see the options. And so I really encourage you to be vulnerable, be open-minded. And like Liz was saying, it's okay that you were the problem because you're also the solution to whatever you want to accomplish.
Yeah. Last thing I want to just say here is that you said, you know, give it some time, let it sit in sink and marinate. You might have an idea in your mind about how something is going to go. Very rarely does it ever go that way. And sometimes it's going to need to, I use the word pivot here. You're going to have to pivot and it's going to be a daily evaluation and a daily pivoting. So for that, I mean, you're giving up and you're jumping ship too fast because I tried it and it didn't work 3 times. Well, you also could have pivoted in your day and moved that time block around, right? Or put it on your calendar ahead of time to set those boundaries and make it a priority. Because if it's a calendar appointment with yourself, no one else can steal that time. And then you also mentioned in the terms of a busy season, woe is me mentality says, work is about to be really, really busy. I'm not going to be able to do this, 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 and this. The go-getter mentality says, I know that work is going to be busy because this is what I signed up for with this job that I accepted as an accountant, and it's tax season. Here's the way that I prep and prepare differently. Here's the things that I do to support my goals differently. Ebb and flow with your seasons. These are periods of life that we move with. You are both the problem and the solution you've created. You know this is an issue. Don't take that woe is me mentality. Figure it out, because I bet you if your life depended upon it, I bet you if you were sick, if it was somebody else, you would still make time for it even in that busy season. And so that could very simply look like, I use Instacart more in this season. I
meal use prep service.
Exactly.
Like, right? Alex and Rosie said he ate Chipotle every day for like a year. I'm not saying to do that, but he's like, I literally didn't want to take time to meal prep because it took away from time of growing this business that he has now grown a massive empire, right? Like, I always tell my clients that are busy, maybe C-level execs or people that like truly don't have the time, and I realize that, or don't want to make the time because they prioritize their time differently. There are so many healthy food service options out there, and you might not need to do it for every meal, but I like having them on hand because if I don't have a meal prepped, oh, hey, I can go grab it from the freezer. Maybe it's not every meal, but at least I have them there and they're an option so that I'm not hodgepodging a meal and then I'm not eating enough again. And then, you know, you run into that spiral or you order or whatever it might be. So also, you don't have to have workouts look like an hour, 4 days a week. It can be 15, 20 minutes to maintain in a busy season. Like, change your standard sometimes so that you don't completely lose the standard in that season of life. Like, it is okay to do a little bit less because that season of life is busy in other areas. It doesn't mean that you just stop completely. So hopefully this has been helpful. Know that Liz and I also struggle with this, and we are actively trying to change things so that we can fit in the true priorities that we want to have for the life that we want to create.